Hey guys, welcome to the Elgato Crash Podcast. You're listening to my voice right now, one of the hosts, and we had to cut the first 14 minutes because the audio was garbage and it was kind of disinteresting. So you guys are only getting 47 minutes of Tony instead of an extra like 14. Well, enjoy the episode. It might sound a little bit weird because we're going to be talking about how we like literally moved from the spot we were from, but listen to it. It's a good episode.
Okay,
we're back.
We're back.
We're back with a Helicopter Crash Podcast
with your host.
We didn't even have to do that.
I know.
Shut up. Okay, we had to switch locations because Niggas was power washing.
And they're still power washing.
So what we were? I forgot what we were talking about. We actually forgot what we were talking about.
How people think Tony's a racist.
No,
because you guys were arguing
before.
For like, I have to
because
live.
It was about how Mason hates Tony.
You guys literally argued for like an extra 3 minutes
about
what Tony,
him,
what,
no,
what
about
Mason
him.
And Chris said.
When the episode is
Chris
about,
said. You know,
Tony.
You know, do we keep going deeper? Because I have a
about
question
what?
I want to ask, but that should be towards the end of the episode.
What is it about? No, because now it's all hard-hitting questions.
All hard-hitting?
Yay.
Because people want to get to know the real
Okay, the real Tony.
And we spent 2 minutes on fucking arguing over semantics.
I don't believe, this might not be her name, but why'd you take pictures of Addy and do that stuff?
Is it true that you stalked Addy?
See, how hard-hitting, bro. Tony, you gotta say
you
something.
You gotta say something, bro. You
people
can't just go to a
plus, it's not like you can get charged or new things.
The people
all in the past.
Wanna know.
It's all in the past? You
yes.
think it's all
it's
Well,
all
it
in
is
the
all in the past, technically.
Some people will think.
You gotta speak a little
not.
Bit louder, Tony. Okay. Not admission of guilt or a fucking denying of guilt. What? Explain how the situation went.
What happened?
What happened?
A little bit louder and a little bit clearer.
I know you're scared. I can tell by the way you're breathing.
I
and
don't even want to say what happened.
He's walking on spikes right now.
Yeah, currently he's walking on spikes. It's. I feel like it's a. If ACHD came on the Keemstar mom's basement.
Actually, it was the opposite. Keemstar, when he came on H3, he was walking on spikes.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Fuck.
Call lucky.
Okay.
Give us a step-by-step of what basically was happening.
Step-by-step?
Not step-by-step, but give us a play-by-play.
We're going to be talking for like 2 minutes about how much we need him to say this. Okay, but go. Come on, Toner.
Nothing's really going to happen. People
Nobody's
perceive
gonna...
you a certain way, and in a sense, we're trying to help.
Help him out.
We're trying to say Tony is not what you guys think he is.
Yeah.
And the only way you're going to help yourself and us is by telling us what happened and why you did it.
I feel like, okay.
But still, I already know it's going to go the other way with some people.
Who cares? Those
I
are
know.
Toxic people, and you shouldn't believe in
them.
Those
their are haters.
I
Fuck
know.
The haters, Tony.
Fuck them. And by the
tell
way,
tell them haters to suck your penis.
That's a
lot.
So
not me, nigga. I didn't even know Chris was wearing a Vans shirt. This thing was wearing this hoodie this entire time. Yeah. When'd you pop that?
I caught that shit like a quick minute ago.
Are we really talking about the van shirt right now, bro? We need to hear the help.
Yeah.
Tony,
okay.
Give us a play-by-play. Why did you stalk Addy?
No,
we're trying to
we
help
can't
you.
Know. It's what happened in the situation.
Can I speak?
Yeah.
What I'm trying to do is help you, basically. Get over this. Tell people like what you did and try to move past it. Because if you don't move past it, if you don't admit what you did or what you have not did, then people are going to keep looking at it. But, like, say if some shit happened with me, I would admit it and be like, yes, this happened, but can we please move past? And people, if people are not willing to move past, we just need to get them out of our lives. They are toxic people. I mentioned this on last podcast. We need to all cleanse our souls of the toxic people.
I know I'm not in this, but when you say stuff...
Shut the fuck up, Mason.
Just shut up. When you say
Maybe
stuff...
Maybe Mason got a pathological lying answer.
Okay, hold on. When you say stuff, like it feels really good when it's off your chest.
Facts.
You're keeping
Facts.
All this thing tense.
I know
this
I'm
is,
not
I can
in
tell.
This.
I can tell that you're increasingly getting more
you
angry
can,
the more we
yeah.
kind of push you into giving
can,
us this answer.
I can see,
but I'm
you can see.
But I'm gonna tell you this now, Tony. You're gonna feel 10 times better telling
yeah.
us what happened in that situation and why that situation had to occur than keeping it to
yeah.
yourself for the rest of your life. It's better if you keep the get these things off your chest into some form of consolation, because then you're going to reflect on it and be like, that was stupid. I shouldn't have did that in the past, but the past is the past now. Yeah. You can reflect on it and be like, hey, that was dumb. And now you can try to become a better person by just consistently, continuously listening to yourself.
And keeping that stuff in always gives you that garbage mentality of what if? What if I did say that? What if I didn't say it? Instead of just saying it and moving past it. Because if you can't grow as a person, then you won't be able to grow in general. So, Tony, air it out.
We are kids to live and learn. And if we can't live and learn as children, we can't live and learn as adults.
Who the fuck do 14-year-olds think they are fucking judging somebody?
Based on a stupid thing. Kids do stupid things all the fucking time. People run into girls' bathrooms all the fucking time. People are fucking stupid as kids. But
I don't even...
Okay, so... Harrisburg kids.
You know, we've all done stupid things. I got hit by a car. Well, I hit a car.
No, he got hit by a car.
You got hit by a car.
Then I hit the car.
I almost got hit by a car.
Almost got hit by a car. Me and
you lied to us too fucking much.
Me and Rashid got hit by hit cars. He lies too much. He even admitted that he lies too much. And we all got these all over our chests.
And now we're all better people.
But I didn't get the car crash on my chest. I just really wanted to tell people I got in the car. Nigga, what?
Guys, I just wanted to say I tried to ride a Palmyra. Wow, I got that off my chest.
You rode the Palmyra.
No, you said good. I know you did not just. I swear. You know what?
It's not worth it. It's not worth it.
Now that everything, we're all good.
Now that everything's fine.
What happened in that situation?
What happened in that situation?
Explain to us what and why and that situation occurred.
I don't even know how long ago it was.
It was like a year and a half.
No, early this year.
Was there a spark with no flame?
Was there a spark with no flame? Did you like her, but she didn't like you back?
That's exactly what happened.
What happened? Like, did you actually follow her? Like, I'm just going to ask questions about this because I have a feeling you're not going to say. Did you follow her throughout gym class? Like,
it wasn't gym.
Cross country? Well, whatever.
Yeah, cross country, that is a little bit off.
Did you follow her while you guys were running?
That's a little bit off, only because I chose the route that coincidentally she was going.
Did you purposely, in multiple class, stand or sit right behind her?
I just wanted a better seat.
Rashid told me this is what Rashid said. Mm. She would sit in front of you. You would stand up.
Yeah, because there was one standing desk. No, because there's a standing desk. I forgot. I'm not even trying to count. I did say that he used to stand and do his work.
So I'm assuming. I'm making the assumption. Yeah. I don't know why he did that. I'm assuming it's a standing desk. Yeah. But you'd stand and look at
him. No, I can't lie. Tony's been in that standing desk for like the whole year.
Did you take pictures of her and put it as your lock screen?
This was last year. You gotta.
Yeah, this was like last year.
So it was.
It didn't happen. You're admitting that it happened, but it was a long time ago.
And it was a mistake. A different mentality.
It was definitely.
What were we talking about before the podcast? We said you were in a different state of mind.
Yeah, and basically.
It was in that
state
of mind.
So basically, you were like almost so caught up in trying to like talk to her or like get her to like you. You were almost going to places where you wouldn't have normally gone.
Yeah, it's like that porn addiction thing where people are like, you watch too much porn, you're not getting zero. You're getting zero pod.
I've never watched it. It's kind of like that show You. That Netflix show
nigga,
You.
That nigga gets in his own mind.
Like you want to be with this person so much. You'll do anything to be with this person.
And then you actually get with that person. And you realize. And Joe Goldberg stands where he got with her, but went too far where he started.
And you got to think about what he, you got to think about what you did.
Yandere?
He was fully.
Yandere.
And guys, you got to realize, bro, you can't be judging people like that mentally because we're all 14. You got the same bullshit opinions as us.
15.
Well, same 15. Thing, bro. Same thing.
We're all kids.
Yes.
We're all learning. We're all growing as people. And four
Except
or five
Mason.
Years.
He's a slave.
What?
That's.
I'm not a
In 4 or 5 years from now, we're gonna reflect on this podcast.
And probably be like, man, we were on some bullshit.
We were on some bullshit. We were kids.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, there's nothing you can do about that when you're a kid.
Okay, now, There was more to the Addy situation. Oh shit, I dropped my door. There was more to the Addy situation. What was it about?
But I know there's another situation that.
What, if May?
The May?
Yeah, that one.
See, I was gonna ask you about the May situation.
That was interesting.
He was in the right, bro.
What happened?
I was gonna ask you because I remember when that all that shit was going down. I was like, dude, that's just crazy. What really happened?
Oh, yeah, Tony.
Tony was totally in the right.
Do you also want to talk about the recent situation? Because this would be the time.
The recent situation.
A week ago at Oak with like four other people in May.
He told me that he just saw Tony at Oak last week. So.
So what happened with that?
Explain it. Wait, can we have the May situation done first? I think I kind of just
wasn't. Yeah, we need the May situation.
Explain to us the May situation.
Which one?
The first one, where she told you she liked you, how she started liking her. By the way,
are you gonna put someone on blast?
No,
I remember that one.
I just need to take a pause. Tony, do you want to talk about they know her, but the people stick up her ass girl on this podcast? Do you want to talk about it?
What's her real name?
We can't say that. I don't want to say that unless Tony's fine to talk about it on the podcast.
The heck is that?
Number three.
Oh. You said no. These niggas was in theater, man. I don't know.
Tony wasn't even in theater. Me and him were just like covering the longest, bro.
That was chorus.
Yeah. Chorus. Yes, sir. It was in chorus.
Chorus County Select.
What?
I said it's like a charge in his AirPods.
Actually, no. I got chorus. About County chorus. Select.
About chorus.
So do you want to talk about
three.
It?
Let's just wipe that one out of the mind because that one's not even relevant anymore.
Okay, but what about the main?
Okay, I want to know about this after the podcast. I want to know about this after the podcast.
Yeah, but can you explain the May situation?
The May situation. The first one.
Okay, gotcha. It was the group chat.
Yes.
And then had her separately talking to her.
Okay.
And then I asked the question, do you like me? She said yes. And then all of a sudden, I screenshotted it and sent it over to the group chat.
Uh-huh.
It's on my phone.
I think it's on everybody's phone. Yeah. It's in the group chat.
Over to the group chat. I saw some people literally save it to their camera roll.
I did too. Chris, you're not even in the...
Yes, he was.
I don't think he's in it anymore. By the time he was, and I forgot he was.
What
at the time.
Happened in that group chat?
It just died. It literally just died.
I was screenshotting shit yesterday from that group chat. Fucking podcast.
Solely for this episode.
I just see a notification just pop up for it. I'm just like, what the heck happened?
Okay. To start from.
It went on from there, and all of a sudden, she found her way into the group chat.
Yep.
And then told everyone that she didn't, even though she did.
Everybody was sending your screenshots and the proof.
I was trying to figure out what the heck was going on. Mm-hmm. And then all of a sudden, I kept on asking. And then all of a sudden, I just get blocked.
I didn't know that.
I just get blocked. And then now, recently, she unblocked me. She unblocked me, and then we talked again, and then got closer, and then just totally removed me.
And that goes to last week's thing.
That was just the recent one that I was just talking about.
Can we all be in agreement?
Fuck May.
People refuse to believe that she was, I don't know. I'm just saying in
me
general.
Me and May used to be friends. We used to chill at the football games.
You got fucked up in that situation.
Dude, I didn't know that, bro.
When I say people, I'm talking about general.
Like,
that was an asshole move. One, you shouldn't do that.
Yeah, it's the fucking.
And especially, I think she told me. I could be wrong. I think she told me they were at the basketball game.
What?
I don't remember. They said they were somewhere, and her friend was texting her. Her friend was texting Tony on her phone, but they were somewhere. I don't remember though. I forget where.
That's not facts.
I know. That's what she told me. This is what I remember her telling me.
Bro, it's the fucking Emperor's New Clothes just because it's Tony. It's so fucking stupid. Everybody sees it. It's all bullshit. Oh, yeah. I just realized we're all talking about the definition of old shit. Mm-hmm. Like, we're not talking about the current.
But I have a question.
But wait, okay. But it's literally the Emperor's New Clothes because people refuse to, what's it called? Acknowledge it just because it happened to Tony and not somebody else. And that was an asshole move.
If that happened to anybody else,
what would it be like? We don't know.
Main effect that happened with the recent one happened with the old one too.
Yeah, she fucked him over. She fucked him over.
Everyone said that I was getting played.
Mm. Okay. Do you like Tyrese Chili?
Fuck off!
I don't even know him.
Is Tyrese about to be a
I really don't even know him.
I like money!
macaroni. I get up. And get with me.
Okay.
Okay.
See, I don't even know.
Tyrone Parrott.
Okay.
I don't even know him that well.
But now explain last week's situation.
Last week's situation? That's what I literally just said.
Yeah, no, but who was there? What happened?
We were at Oak Hill, and then we had Sam Hardy, we had Jaden Ryder, Talon Baxter, Haley, and then May, and me.
Okay.
And then basically, we were all around there. There was multiple going on, and then boom, there you go.
Look at how you're wearing my glasses while you're talking, bro. He's doing a madness.
Look at Menders. Dada's doing the madness.
What happened?
Okay, you know what? Guys, shut up.
Do I explain the story?
Guys, shut up. I'm trying to hear Tony.
What happened is I went camping over the weekend. And then I came back, and then it just completely ended.
Yeah.
With the removal.
Did she blow you over, Tony?
Basically, what happened is she basically just went on Snap and removed me, and then I removed her.
Okay, there are two things I want to talk about that are not as current as.
You were going to say something, Lisa?
I
don't know if Donnell would be comfortable talking about it.
Who's it about?
Wait, show me what you're talking about.
Okay, since you're doing this. Okay, Meg, if you're listening to this,
actually, this is Tony's episode. We're not going to talk about her. That's a whole separate altercation. That's like if we're done talking about Tony. That's like a last minute.
Yeah. By the way, right now, what's called? Chris's phone is at 103%. Dude, Chris downloads
developer mode iOS 14.
That's what
developer beta. And me, Chris, and Rashid are on FaceTime. Chris is clearly off of FaceTime, but yeah, we still see his camera. We had to tell this nigga to power his phone.
He kept saying, how do I hang up?
Version of iOS 14 there is. I like it, but the thing is, last night on FaceTime when I got it, I was talking to them that I was ready to get off. I got off the FaceTime app, but I was still on, so I had to manually power off my phone.
We told you to do that, nigga. No cap, we didn't tell you to do that. I like money.
What are we gonna talk? I forget. There was a lot more shit to talk about with Tony. Besides, she actually was.
Do I actually have to go sit and watch that video now?
Do you get crazy pie like that?
I don't think Tony knows what getting crazy pie means.
Yes, he does.
You know what getting crazy pie means?
Okay, basically, do you get girls like that?
Maybe if Tony went to CD. Not CD East, but CD.
Oh my god, okay. Okay, can you explain the WWE wrestling video of Perry the Platypus?
Yeah, people do.
Oh, yeah.
Thank you so much.
That was my first one on the iPad.
That was in sixth grade, right?
That was literally on the school iPad in sixth grade.
Guys, make sure I have something to show you.
Eggs.
Show Rashid.
Oh, fuck.
I got yo, let me tell you. I recorded that, and then I recorded another one. You told me to delete it. Let me tell you. I called Chris lacking in the bathroom at Steak and Shake. I sent someone a snap of this nigga taking a shit. He went back to go take another shit. And I recorded him and taking another. He's like, we started, we went laughing. I deleted it and I recovered it. It's in my camera roll again.
Look how serious this nigga is now. Yeah.
I can see why you were pissed on the phone, because I can see you are.
No, it's not even that.
No, that was not been happened.
No, that's been happened. That wasn't.
Bro, we were mad at you.
Oh no, I was mad at a lot of things, especially you. You're dumbass.
Yo, just for reference, these niggas just so be the equivalent of somebody fucking crawling under the stall.
Wait, is that your phone?
Yeah, it's mine.
Yeah,
you got an 11.
You got an 11.
Tony Wildy.
I just got this.
I thought Tony was a druid man.
What?
Yeah,
it had the iPhone.
I just got it like 2 months ago.
Let me see it real quick. Look, no weird shit. Oh my god, this thing got wood.
Yeah, it's like a wood back.
Yo, bro, Paul.
Yo,
what the
Tony, is that mouse?
Tell me why this nigga's lock screen is Bray Wyatt. Yo, the only reason I know this, I used to be fucking heavy with the WWE, bro. Back when the Wyatt family was still Wyatt family.
Because what I'm trying to do is I'm trying to scare people away from my phone with that.
Yeah. Bro, I swear, I used to be heavy. Tony, niggas call
Tony,
me under.
How do you feel about probably half of the table and then the other half of the table know who Travis Scott, I mean, who know who Cactus Jack is, but they're two different people. Who's your Cactus Jack?
Why Cactus Jack?
Mick Foley.
Yeah, it's Mick Foley.
Fucking stupid.
Who's Cactus Jack to you?
That's Mankind.
Who's Cactus Jack to you?
It's one of the four faces, the four faces.
Who's Cactus Jack to you?
Yeah, okay.
You know who Cactus Jack is?
No, I do, but honestly.
Okay. No, you don't, because whenever you say honestly, you're lying. We know you're.
Yo,
know,
I know the. Okay, we gotta play Tony at least one rap song, bro.
We did.
Exactly what it is. We gotta play him Gooba.
I tell him, Nicky, don't.
Here.
Are you sure we're not about to get copyrighted by us?
Here, wait, pause it.
No. Yeah, we gotta play. No, we asked him on the.
Yeah, we're gonna get.
We actually could, because fucking. Childish Gambino's old album was getting taken down when people would post it up as podcasts.
Okay.
No matter.
Okay, let's play him chilling.
Pause it.
No.
It's not worth it.
Hey, yo. Don't turn it off. You're trying to get us.
No, we're good. We're good. If as long as you. No, I'm not saying you're good to play. I'm saying we're good as in for what you just played. But no. Because we do it the most. Play Chili by Tyrese.
I can't. None of us can but you or Tony.
What do you want me to play?
Chili by Tyrese.
Nigga, don't dick grind, don't dick grind, leave it till a double thick thighs twist.
No, stop!
We're singing, it's different. It's YouTube,
that's,
nigga,
that's different.
Drop it down and wobble up. Mommy boot it up. Take it down and gobble up. Mommy boot it up. Slide in the belly truck up.
Tyrese got his songs on, what's it called? Spotify. This nigga pulled up Spotify.
This nigga
sound.
YouTube. Yo, playing money, bro.
Money. Fuck. Where is money, bro? Tony, you're about to experience some real heat. Wait, which channel is the type?
Where is Toothpick, money, nigga.
Bro? That doesn't work.
Q-tip.
It doesn't work either.
Please tell me a Q-tip. Wait, I'm not going to put you on blast like that. I'm not going to put you.
Shut up.
Sister.
Yo!
Nigga.
This is the fuck.
Stop.
Most fire shit ever. Come on. Tony, you gotta be. Shit, wait.
Like money.
Macaroni.
I lay up.
And you, lady.
Shut the fuck up. People are actually gonna say if we like this.
Nigga, no. We're doing the fucking dozen, bro. We're doing a bit. Stop. I tell you, girl. Back. Oh. Play. Everybody know. Yo, if you guys, it's just for visual representing, Tony is breaking his ass off dancing to this right now.
He's telling me
I also my chicken.
What the?
How do you feel about this? Okay. Tony, how do you feel about this right now? Tony's just overwhelmed.
This is torture.
Yeah, turn it off, dude. It's actually
literally, it gave them to a headache and shit.
It like, gave me a headache. Well, I didn't think I'd be proven.
Ow, torture.
Nigga, I swear to God, stop fucking playing that song.
Yo,
stop playing
Tyrese. Stop playing music. Like, you're not cool.
You're such a fucking hypocrite, nigga. You're not funny, bro. I'm starting to like Tony more than I like you.
Stop playing. That's saying something.
Yeah.
And I know you for a year. Don't kiss me again.
Tony.
How do you feel about the bitches in our brain? Yo, come on. I was trying to ask
this. I said it before.
Wait, before you ask the question, Tony. Why is your sister butt ugly, nigga? I swear to God, bro. Your sister is
damn.
So,
I really don't know.
Your sister is so fucked. Yo, me and Rashid and Chris walked past that, bro.
No, I didn't walk past it.
We all walked past her. When we were leaving Hofford Park on the way to what's her name's house. Bro.
Was that actually Tony's sister? I thought it was because of the red hair. I thought I was cracking a joke because I saw
God. Red. No, because you were like, bro, that was Tony's sister. Like, you really... Yo,
because
I was like, yo, why Tony blocked me on Snapchat? She turned around and looked at us. Remember?
Nigga, I didn't see
her.
Dude, she's
butt ass ugly, nigga. How?
Tony, don't let him.
Okay, but can I ask you a serious question?
Apparently, she's talking to someone. I'm not gonna say the name of him, though.
No, I need to ask this nigga a question. What is? Can this nigga not find anyone else? Is it Chris?
No.
I'm pretty sure it's Chris.
It's not.
Yo, today's Kodak's birthday.
Actually?
Yeah. Yo, what if it's Anthony Hernandez? Imagine!
That makes sense. That makes sense.
It's probably he can't pull shit.
Mm-hmm. Wait. Actually, ninth? Our grade?
It's probably someone that you know that she's talking to.
Is she as old as us or older?
But can
I need
she's
to know
older.
No, we have to know this nigga.
She's older. She's a junior. She's going into junior.
Zach.
Wait, your sister or your sister?
Zach's going into junior year.
But it's not anyone in her grade.
It's nobody in her grade.
It's nobody in her grade.
Grade above.
It is
nigga,
grade,
no senior's gonna want to.
No, not grade
below. Grade below.
So, your grade.
Us.
She's talking to one of y'all?
Wait, no, that's a seventh. You said, okay.
Shen.
Huh?
Wait.
She's in seventh grade? They're in seventh grade?
No, they're going
in
to ninth.
They're going
to
ninth.
In the ninth, but he's 16.
Oh, we know who it is then.
Oh,
wait. White Herb.
Oh my god!
Wrong.
Oh! Whoa! Wrong. You're capping!
Who's
my god!
It is actually.
Oh my god! Oh,
no, who is it?
Oh,
you guys are all wrong.
Okay.
Wrong? I thought you said Wyatt Burp or
Let's
some
just say
shit.
It's a.
Art? No.
It's what?
Bat?
Matt?
Matt!
Matthew Shenfield.
Oh my god!
Matthew
Shenfield?
Wait, like the crackdown motherfucker?
He's like a fuckboy haircut, he's like this.
The one that kind of
ate Christina.
Oh my god!
I really don't know.
He's 16 too!
I know exactly
too.
Who that is. He's in our grade.
The one
yes,
that ate Christina.
Yeah, I literally...
Okay, but can I ask this
question? We just put some niggas on blast.
Matthew Shenfield, if you're watching this...
What are you
you're
doing
now
your
a Waggle.
Why? How do you feel?
Actually, she's hitting close to just one. Done.
Wow, Matthew Shenfield. See what you done? You
madness.
Okay, but how do you feel about game?
Done me.
Oh, just
done.
Block
just
it.
Like
okay.
Done. Gone.
Okay. Wow. Okay. How do you feel about gay
ghost,
marriage?
Did you say?
Well, nigga,
okay. I can't say anything about that. I'm not trying.
Tony.
Not trying to start anything either.
I found out
there's
in life
nothing you can do about
the
that.
Realer you are with people, not just to please people of the popular opinion, the more you'll feel better.
You see, I'm trying not to say anything.
Why is
I...
my phone at 800?
Shut up, Chris. That's just at 83.
I'm not trying to say anything because I actually have a friend that actually went that way.
Like, family friend or friend?
There's actually a friend.
Ah.
Ian went that way.
How you mean, like, Ian's gay? And, like, Joe's gay, too?
Joe is actually bi.
Oh.
Joe's bi, Ian's gay.
Wait, which one?
Oh, you don't know.
Why are you looking at me like that, Rashid?
Oh,
no, because you look at me for that.
You just take a picture.
Okay.
Tony, how do you feel about the... earlier I might have misspoken. And
no.
Are you a Trump supporter?
No,
oh,
no.
Oh, my God.
I am
better than Hillary.
I
better
am independent.
Biden.
You're independent.
I am independent.
Better than Hillary and better than Biden. Biden's racist.
You
can't
deny.
Tony, me and you have history.
Donald Trump took a picture of Rosa Parks. Joe Biden took a picture of the leader of the KKK. That's facts. I saw it on Twitter.
What?
I saw it on Twitter. I can't pull it up now. I forgot
what
Twitter just saw it. Donald Trump took a picture with Rosa Parks in like in the 80s, I think.
And took a picture with Tyler.
No, Tyler photobombed that bitch.
But think about it. Donald Trump really took a picture with what's his name? Fucking
Earl
Jasper or Earl. He really took a picture with Earl over Tyler.
He chose Bruh. What has Earl done recently besides
nothing since 2017 or 2018?
Since he dropped that album, just some songs.
He'll probably get a fucking Cardi's next album that's dropping, the red one. What is it called?
Whole Lotta Red.
Yeah, he probably will somehow get a feature on that.
Except
I'll
the
wake
red
up.
One. What is this, Weezer? my hair stuck.
Oh my god. I
hate when that happens.
I would like
to, but it's not like that. It's something like that.
Okay.
Well, Tony, how do you feel about the guys in our grade? Do you think you get bullied by the guys in our grade? Or do you think
I want to list off a few names.
I mean, we got that group just full of everyone, and they're just nice as could be.
Who? Who's that?
You got Tyson, Max, and... Yeah, Tyson, Max. I forget all who is in that group.
You know, I'm not in that grade, so I can't really speak on that.
Facts. But they like kind of joke around with me, but that's like it. Hmm.
Do you feel like you get bullied more by your friends or by females?
My friends know not to bully me.
What do you consider bullying?
Considering
consistent name calling, consistently joking about stuff that aren't funny.
Well,
turn your phone on silent.
The only thing I can say about that really is that everybody has their own opinions on what's funny and what's not.
Yeah.
Tony, I need to ask you a question that kind of ties into a reoccurring story on this podcast.
Story, oh jeez.
Me, Rashid, and Chris went to your house one time.
Oh yeah, I remember
and knocked
that.
On your door. Knocked on your door. And asked if you were home, and your dad said you weren't home. Was this Snap Map on?
Yeah,
your Snap Map was on, and you were at your house. Dad. Me, Chris, and Rashid had to run away from your house in desperate of our lives.
Because, like, the way your dad said it to us, because I thought, oh, yeah, and the fact that we were definitely home, I was like, okay, I'm definitely a little bit scared.
Yeah. Is your dad, like, I'm not trying to be disrespectful.
In any way.
Is your dad in any way discriminative towards colored people?
He definitely is not.
But at the same time, I'm not sure. I don't know your family.
Yeah,
like that.
He definitely is not. I mean, if he doesn't know anyone, then he's gonna sound like he's a little bit protective.
Message. And what were you dressed like? We were dressed like shit.
Oh yeah, we were dressed like crackheads.
So that's probably why, because if he sees anyone
and
like
that,
he's gonna be more of the.
We also had crack,
side.
Honest.
No. Oh, yeah, no, but you don't know why you really said no? Why Tony's dad really said no? Because he probably saw your black penny board. And he was like, oh, this nigga rides a penny board?
I can't. I can never.
I can't allow that towards my
son.
Cool. Oh, nice car.
Well.
Is there any other points we need to hit?
We got the
next crush.
Are you a misogynist?
What?
I highly doubt he's a misogynist.
Skippy the bird.
I'm just asking.
Chris, are you a misogynist?
No.
Yes.
Are you?
Yes. No. No. Yeah, that was just bad timing. I'm not a misogynist.
Do you listen to Future? I can't cap. That fucking Life is Good verse hit way different.
Sad. Oh, wait, what time is it?
It's 1:27.
That What's Popping remix just dropped. I'm happy.
Nah.
With the baby, Tory Lanez, and Lil Wayne.
I could see the baby definitely bodying What's Popping.
I don't know about Tory Lanez.
I don't know what Tory Lanez gonna do to that beat. And
Lil
Wayne
probably
gonna
body it.
I can already hear the baby's flow from here, bro.
If you listen to one of his songs,
he's gonna be like, I'm popping up. Some shit like that. Wait, what did you say, Chris?
If you listen to one of his songs, you listen to them all.
What, the baby's?
Yeah.
I remember seeing a meme. It was like how the baby's producer.
I didn't listen to any of the baby's albums. I only listened to his hits.
I feel like this one is a little bit boring.
What?
It's starting to get a little bit boring. So let's spice it up. What's some enticing conversations we can have?
I thought you had questions you had to ask Tony.
Yeah.
Very hard-hitting questions.
There were definitely more.
You probably wrote them in the notes.
I
did.
I'm just going to look at my
notes.
Not
surprising.
Tony, how do you feel about sheeple and people pleasers?
What?
Paw Patrol?
Paw Patrol got taken down because protesters don't want to see the
disabled
Paw Patrol.
They got rid of Chase. Now he's a different one.
No. They got rid of Paw Patrol completely.
Imagine.
What? Because Chase is a police dog.
He's a police dog, but apparently he got changed before, and then now he got completely just wiped down.
Man, I'm scared Ice-T's gonna fucking quit Law and Order on some protest.
What's that shit?
Ice Cube is being accused of anti-Semitism and conspiracy after social media rants.
Coach Brown's got accused of rape a few days ago.
Oh,
we already
talked
about this.
No, you guys didn't let me talk about it.
Yeah,
talk.
Because nobody cares. No, because I know for a fact that people listen to this. Don't know who Cole Sprouse is.
You said that last time niggas know who Cole Sprouse is. You said half the people don't know who Cole Sprouse is. Nigga, I told you half the people in your school watch Riverdale.
That's true. Oh, yeah, that's true. That's facts. Because I do want to copy some Leo DiCaprio's on Cole Sprouse's, nigga.
Tony, how do you feel about white people saying the N-word?
Yeah, because doesn't...
I cracked a few jokes that you were
gonna...
Well,
I know a name, but he's a homie of yours, kind of, ish.
Kind of ish.
Yeah. But he says the N-word. I know, on his ones. But not like in a racist way, but I know you fucking think that.
How do you feel? Okay. Do
Donnie
you feel
says
like,
the N-word?
Do you. Okay, personally.
That's
do you
Donnie,
feel,
in a sense, is like Chance. Like.
Chance who?
Chance Amy. Because we let Chance say the N-word because that nigga's pretty black. In a sense. Like, you think about it, this nigga practically He lives on East Main Street. He lives near Benjamin. He lives near Turkey Hill. That nigga's practically black.
What I was going to say is that, do you feel like white guys are allowed to say the soft A or hard R or not allowed or not at all? Or just like it shouldn't be allowed for anyone that's like not black?
I really want to give him the N-word pass because I want to hear him say it. But at the same time, I don't want to get you in
trouble. Because I know Tony doesn't want to say it because he could really get flamed for that shit.
Yeah.
I don't want to say it because I don't want this to happen. Because
I know for a fact somebody. Oh, yeah. This actually would be the time to tell both of the stories. Because once a week, I laugh over. I literally tell these guys.
Yes, I know.
I remember that AI story.
I remember. I was there spiritually.
I don't remember. Please tell me.
I told you the story like at least 10 times. That's not even an exaggeration.
It's when people would thought that Tony said the F word.
And the F word. That was the other time.
I still don't remember.
Okay, Tony, you want to retell it? Which one do you want to tell first?
I do not want to retell any of them because I do not want to relive that moment of my life.
Wait, you said it?
No!
No.
Apparently. He doesn't want to relive the flame and the clowning.
Apparently. I did, but then I didn't?
No, he didn't.
So you're saying allegedly?
Allegedly, people thought you said nigger. And allegedly, people thought you said fucking
like
nigger.
It's like saying salt and vinegar like really fast or really slow.
Oh, so someone said, yo, say, finish a sentence, salt and vinegar.
No. It was a different group of words together, but that shit sounded.
No, Rashid asked me more like.
And that's why the main.
He basically said, Tony, how was your day? Tony, like, how was your day? And I'm just like, it was the but I put the N there because I wanted to change it up. And then I basically just said, I'm good. And then I must have sped it up
where I'm.
So do you feel like. I hear what you mean. So do you feel like personally you should be allowed to say that word?
No.
No, what?
I'm asking.
It's political freedom of speech.
Do you feel like you're allowed, like, are you allowed to follow the First Amendment? Or are you allowed to not say a couple words because people will get upset over that?
I mean, it's some people what they want to say. It's their perspective on what they want to say.
He's a very unbiased person.
Do you think people should be arrested for, say, if I called Rash with the hard R? Should I be arrested for it?
Why would you?
No. I'm asking him questions that's coming to my mind.
First of all, why would you be arrested? Uh-huh. You didn't do anything bad.
Yeah.
You're just expressing and you're exercising your First Amendment.
So.
He's not doing jumping jacks with that shit. I'm sorry.
So.
really?
You're basically saying everybody should be allowed to what they say, even if it's derogatory, and some people may say it's hate speech.
I mean, whatever the person that you're saying to it prefers, that's when you say it. Mm-hmm. Here's the way they want it to prefer, so you don't actually hurt their feelings.
Everybody's PC, too PC nowadays. I miss gay jokes and I miss retarded jokes.
That's some gay and retarded jokes.
Yeah, but yeah, that's so.
You're not
different.
Allowed to say them.
No, yeah, like in public. Like in public around like a lot of people and just in general. Because I don't know, back in the day in school, you would definitely be allowed to say retard. You might have been like,
Chuck,
stop.
You fucking retard.
Yeah, you can't even say that.
Sometimes people can get away with it though, with a lot of my teachers.
But like anytime I even think about saying, because like we used to just be a fucking like substitute the word for like dumb or stupid.
Yeah, you can't even say dumb or stupid in freedom class anymore. What you gotta say is
nah, because we can't even say mentally. Joe.
And, is it...
How do you feel about this
name? Wait, nigga, what the fuck? You heard it.
Chris, you interrupted and you got mad.
You know you cut me off. I think it's DC Tech. It's either DC Tech or in a specific class. Or in the entire school. Because I have friends that went to DC Tech. They just graduated this year. 2020. Clap it up. Clap it up, Mason.
Clap it up, Slim.
Right in the prompt.
Shut the fuck up.
Now, I think it's in the school. You're not allowed to directly. It's indirect insults without saying the words. You're dumb. You're stupid. Like you have to word it in a sense where it doesn't sound like an insult, but it's an insult.
People of
like you remind me of a broken calculator. Like that's something you can say.
Or your grandeur is of one person that would have eggs in their fucking pants. I don't fucking know.
So
your IQ is my age.
How do you feel about this new PC world where we're not allowed to say certain words or we'll get canceled?
Shut up, faggot. Cancel. Hashtag cancel me. Okay.
But how do you feel about this? Do you feel like we're able to see? Do you feel like I should be able to say the word fag?
I mean,
are you one?
No.
No, I don't think so.
I mean, if you're saying it the correct usage in the correct way.
What's
the correct usage of saying the word faggot?
I don't know.
Because I could low-key be like, yo, I'm about to go smoke a fag. Here in the U.S., people are going to think I'm going to go kill a gay person. But in the U.K., people are going to think I'm going to go smoke.
Yeah, because people in America, they're going to slang you, retard.
I'm trying
I'm basically trying to say,
how do you feel about this new culture where if you say words in a different slang, or even just use the word in general, it's possible you might get canceled in your life.
Because you're using a different slang. Well, not everybody knows that smoke a fag means smoke a cigarette in the UK, in America.
We have to say something. We have to be talking more of it, not canceled. Because for us, it would just be
the UK
like, people fucking hate us. People fucking hate you. It's our version of being canceled. Like, people fucking hate us.
Mason, what's your direct on
this? I forgot to take a
We haven't spoken to you in a long time.
I got a
podcast.
Okay, they don't answer.
He's not even in it.
This question always gauges a certain attribute about a person's personality.
A certain attribute? Oh, jeez.
Do you think Alex deserved to be jailed?
Ooh. I mean, for what he did, then...
Well, do you know what he did for? Like, do you know why he had all those...
He catfished people our age. So that's like me catfishing, say, Donna had a twin sister. Like, I catfished her sister and got her nudes.
It's fucking disgusting. What the fuck is wrong? You would catfish a nigga looking like this. So what is wrong with you?
Or your twin sister, deadass, just looks at you with a
weird. I have a sister.
I'm talking about your twin sister.
That just reminded me of my sister. I have three sisters. One, I'm not going to say her name. I don't even think she listens to my podcast. She wears a wig. And I just realized I'm getting in trouble. My dad listens to this. He's gonna get mad at me for saying that. I'm not saying no name.
Hello, Don Duckbutt. When's your new release?
Shut up, bro. I really just slide the fuck out of you.
But do you deserve what's it called? To get jailed. Or penalized or whatever it is.
Well, I mean, technically he did do something wrong.
He did commit a crime?
How do you feel about Troy being the spark?
Can I explain
the beginning of the Alex situation?
It's only a crime in this country.
That started like 9 months ago that like turned into this huge hating Alex and getting the...
No.
Okay.
All I know is that Charles snitched on
him. That was the last fucking nail in the coffin.
Wasn't Charles supposed to be a permanent on our podcast? And it just never happened?
I could probably get him on eventually.
I'm saying that was a perm.
Yeah.
He was supposed to be a perm at first, but I could probably
keep it off. But what I was saying, it all started with Troy getting, what's it called? Donnell, say you showed me a picture of your cousin. Let's say I have a female cousin, a second cousin of my age. She was bad and she had the fatty, right? I was like, she's bad and she has the fatty. And you know what you do? You do your best to try to absolutely cancel me for everything. You get people to talk bad on my name. You get recordings of me saying that she's a baddie, and you go straight to the school with it. Do you think that is just? Because that's what they did to Alex. Troy did that to Alex.
Do you think that's justified?
Yeah, it was
that's cool. Like you did that, so I'm going to do this type beat?
Yes.
No!
Because that's what they did. They were literally in an Xbox party, of all things. In an Xbox party, and Troy heard that and was like, okay, well, it's my time to shine.
What? For one, these two niggas get mad at me when I say they mom hot. Chris and Mason.
I don't even get
that. Yes! His mom was almost 50. That bitch J-Lo hot. Like, not J-Lo hot, but the fact that she looks young, bro. That shit crazy. His mom's just hot in general, because his mom's like 20-something. How old is your mom? Like 27?
Like 29.
See what I mean? She's the same age as Tyler. You didn't know Tyler was 29?
I'll pick my mom over his.
I did pick his mom over her.
But she's 50. Almost.
But your mom is bad. It's crazy. It's crazy.
She didn't even see her on with makeup or anything.
You're watching way too much. I'm watching way too much M.I.L. MILF shit. I swear.
You're watching way too much.
He didn't even see who in makeup on, and this kid just says.
I said, bro, why are your mom on it? Like, this nigga. This nigga. This Asia platoon ass nigga. This fucking buffoon.
You ever see my dad?
Yes, you're talking about beer belly, my nigga. Mm-hmm. Like, that nigga's white. He big as hell.
I think I'm able to actually form the beer belly. I think you're incapable. You might be able
I'm just fat.
I have one.
Oh my god.
Good god.
that shit fucking hurt my appendix or some shit.
Appendix? Appendix?
Appendix.
Yeah, no, I can't do it.
Okay, last one.
Tony.
Message.
Racism.
Oh my god. Didn't we just talk about racism
earlier? Yeah, didn't we just talk about that earlier?
Last question.
Yeah, I have a question.
You say your piece. Do you think there are anti-Semitism in our grade? Actually, no, I forgot I had to ask him the really important question.
Do you
think there are racists in our grade that aren't losers but hide it well?
We ask this question to everybody, every episode. It's a new thing.
Those are
the
guys we
hate.
Huh?
Who hates the most and why?
Yeah, oh,
who's who do you hate the most? Who do you hate the most out of everybody that you've ever like known
and
close enough as like a friend?
And by hate we mean like strongly
disliked. And why do you highly dislike this person? And no, like you got a name,
like
names, you got to say why.
He said, I said, he said. He
I got
said.
A new person, but I don't want to talk about it.
Next podcast.
She doesn't even deserve to be mentioned on the podcast.
I'm sorry. It's gonna be one of my friends, but not friends.
Okay.
Wait, say the name.
Drop say, you drop have to say
Evan Mariano.
Why?
Why?
Yeah.
Because he won't shut up. Yeah. About freaking racing.
Yeah, he only talks about.
He only talks about NASCAR.
Any dates?
Yeah, anything about that, he just keeps on talking about.
God, you sound like this nigga sound like my cousin. I'm wow.
Mariano might catch a case for his girlfriend. His girlfriend's like 16 or 17.
How old is he?
Isn't Shania like 16 or they broke up?
No, how old is
Shania
he?
Shania's broke up. Like he has 14, Stephanie.
13.
He has Stephanie. I believe Stephanie's like 14.
Yeah. No more Kate.
All right, I think this is where we ended here.
Yeah.
You are listening to the Helicopter Crash.
No, we need to have Tony say his piece.
That's true.
Tony.
Say your piece.
Any last words?
Any last words? Any message you want to get to the people? Don't judge?
Well, don't judge anyone by just their looks. Don't just go personality. And also, you need to learn about people before you start criticizing on them.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Thanks to you guys for having me on here.
Just because you see someone cool hating on Tony doesn't mean you got to do it.
You are listening to the Helicopter Crash
podcast with special guest
Tony Wagger.
Okay, Tyrizzy Chili.
Peep out. Peep Tyrizzy Chili on Spotify.